Good morning, good morning. Today is Sunday, May 28th, and I was doing a little Bible study before I went to church. And so I wanted to share my takeaway on this and the message that the Lord gave me as I was reading Daniel, the book of Daniel, still working my way through it. But as I got through chapter 6, he gave me revelation and a prophetic word to share with everybody. For those of you who don't know, hi, my name is Portia Wilkins. I am here in the Houston, Texas area. I am a purpose midwife, author, entrepreneur, and minister. And so I have my midwife moment. So this would be considered a midwife moment where the Lord gives me a word and I share it with those of you who are connected. But the message today the Lord gave me, and as you see in the title of this, is He is resetting the precedent. He is resetting the precedent. And so I want to real quick share with you all the definition of precedent. For those of you who don't know, is an earlier event or action that is regarded as an example or guide to be considered in subsequent similar circumstances. Hey, Catherine. So a precedent is an earlier event or action that is regarded as an example or guide, an instruction manual, basically, to be considered in subsequent future similar circumstances. Okay, so whatever guideline that is set up now is what should be followed later. And so as I was reading Daniel chapter 6, everybody knows about Daniel in the lion's den. And you hear this story, but for some, you may or may not know that how he got in the den. And it's always good to read to get the refresher, but I was reading and Daniel wasn't doing wrong. He was just serving God and interpreting dreams for the kings. He was doing good. And as a result of him doing good, he was getting recognized. He was getting promoted as well. And just like with anything, there's always going to be somebody somewhere who hates the good in you, who despises the fact that you do what you do the way that you do it. But just like Daniel, we need to have the mentality of, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to say it anyway. I'm going to keep serving God anyway. It's that anyway mentality. And it's not until you lock in with that and you stand on the word of God, regardless of the persecution, regardless of the opposition, that you are able to experience and witness the resetting of the precedent. And so what happened in Daniel was the other governors and servants and leaders for the kingdom were jealous at the fact that Daniel was as great as he was. And so they ran to the king and said, you know what, king? They start playing into the king's ego. Man, you're so great. You are awesome. You are incredible. And so what I think we should do is let's put something together that says that if anybody prays to, this is actually chapter 6, I'm looking for that exact verse. So chapter 6, verse 7, it says, all the commissioners of the kingdom, the prefects and the satraps, so the governors and the counselors and all of that, they got together and because they didn't like the recognition that Daniel was getting. So they came together, had a meeting and say, you know what? The king should establish a royal statute to enforce an injunction that anyone who petitions or prays to any god or any man besides you, O king, during the next 30 days shall be thrown into the den of the lions. So the king is not thinking about Daniel. The king is not thinking about, you know what? You're right. I should be honored. I should be served. He's thinking one thing when all of these commissioners and all of these the governors and stuff, they're solely thinking about Daniel. They know Daniel's prayer life. They know how much he praises and worships God. They know his gifting, right? And so in order to sabotage his influence and to suffocate his gifting, they want to get the king to put in a law that if you serve any other god other than the king, anything other than the king, then you will be thrown into the den of the lion's den. And so the king signed it. Like, yes, this makes sense. Yeah, let's do it. No problem. And when Daniel knew that it happened, the Bible said he continued in verse 10, continued to get down on his knees 3 times a day, praying and giving thanks before his God as he had been doing previously. He's like, okay, I see what y'all doing. You're attacking me. You know that my walk with Christ is what it is. I honor him. God is the reason why I'm in the position that I'm in. You're jealous. You're envious. You don't like it. Okay, so yeah, you're not going to change anything. I'm going to keep doing what I do. And so Daniel kept on, and they knew that he would because he was committed to his walk with Christ. And so they ran and told the king, hey, king, you said nobody, it was declared and signed that nobody that is supposed to serve any other god. So this is chapter 12 where they're running to the king and telling him, hey, anyone who petitions or prays to any other god except you, O king, within a designated 30 days is to be thrown in the lion's den. You signed that petition, right? You put that through, right? And the king was like, yeah, I did. So then they went to the king and they told him, Daniel, who is one of your exiles from Judah, does not pay attention to you, O king, or to the injunction which you have signed, but he keeps praying to his God 3 times a day. And it was in that moment that the king realized they played him. He's like, oh my, because the king loved Daniel. Daniel, I mean, the king stressed out getting all these dreams, and you got somebody at your right hand. You got a prophet in your company. You got a prophet in your church. You got a prophet in your life that can minister to you and tell you, hey, this is what thus said the Lord, and give you insight. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you and I will show you things which you do not know. And so that Jeremiah is a prophet. So that's what happens when you have the prophetic mantle and gifting, is God will show you things that you do not know. And so Daniel was a prophet. The kings would call on to different witches and astrologers and warlocks and ask them to interpret his dream, but they never could because their power didn't come from the Lord. And so the king was upset, like, bro, okay, he was sick. He couldn't sleep that night. He was stressed out. He's trying to figure out a way that he could get Daniel out of the lion's den, but based on his own laws that he set, he couldn't take him out. So he stayed. And so he had to go ahead and follow through. The king did, and he commanded him to throw Daniel into the lion's den. And then the king said to Daniel, may your God whom you constantly serve rescue you himself. The same God that gave you revelation on all of my visions and dreams that I didn't understand, the God of miraculous power, may he rescue you himself. And they got a big stone and they laid it over to the opening of the den to ensure that Daniel couldn't get out. And so the king went, the Bible says the king returned to his palace and spent the night fasting with no music, no entertainment was brought before him, and he remained unable to sleep. And then the next day, he went to the den. He called out to Daniel. Daniel was still alive. And the king said, Daniel told the king, king, I live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the mouths of the lions so that they may not hurt me because I was found innocent before him and also before you, O king. So Daniel honored God and he honored his leader. The king was pleased and he saw that Daniel, he got Daniel out of there. And as a result, those who threw Daniel in the den, who played the king and lied to the king to get them to do that to Daniel, them, their wives, and their children were all thrown in the den and devoured by the lions. And he goes on to say, for he is a living God, enduring and steadfast forever. And his kingdom is one which not be destroyed. And his dominion will be forever. He rescues and he saves and he performs signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. He who has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions. And so Daniel prospered and enjoyed success in the reign of Darius the king. One part I want to make sure I put in there. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Sitting on where is it? Because he put in there a new Darius the King wrote to verse 25, chapter 6 says, Darius the King wrote to all the peoples, nations, and speakers of every language who were living in the land, may peace abound you. The verse 26, this is what I'm looking for. I issue a decree that in all the dominion of my kingdom, men are to reverently fear and tremble before the God of Daniel. Okay, so that same decree that the governors and petitioner, the other people, the haters, okay, manipulated the king and convinced him to put the law in place to punish someone who serves God. Once Daniel came out and God miraculously restored him, saved him from the mouth of the lions, he put in a new decree that said, no, everybody in my kingdom must bow to God, must fear, must reverence, must honor, must obey the God of Daniel, because he is a living God, enduring and steadfast forever. And his kingdom is one which not be destroyed, and his dominion will be forever. He rescues and he saves and he performs signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. He who has rescued Daniel from the power of the lion. So the new precedent that the king set was for everybody to honor and obey the Lord. Versus the old precedent that the haters, who were being controlled by the enemy, had set for those who say, hey, if you serve God, you're going to die. You need to die. And so the takeaways that I got from this, and this is the prophetic word that the Lord wanted me to give, is just like Daniel honored God and the king, the Lord says you need to honor him, but also the leaders that he brings into your life. The leaders that he brings into your life, because there's going, that leader that he has brought into your life is going to lack discernment in certain areas. And so you being there is going to help him, that leader, him or her, get through that time. Because they're going to, one of the things that we use in business all the time when we're talking to people and encouraging them is we always say, you can't see the picture when you're in the frame. If you have a picture of someone, like for example, this is my precious baby boy, Aiden. Okay. He's in the frame, right? He can't see this picture of him if he's inside the frame. Okay. And so when you are inside the frame, you can't see the picture. And it's the same thing with this, is what he's saying. When in the position that God has promoted you to and the leaders that he has given you, there's going to be things that they can't see because they're inside of the frame. You have a certain perspective that's going to help them navigate. So just like Daniel honored God and his king, we are to honor God and the leaders that he brings to us in our life. He also said, you will be persecuted for proclaiming the gospel. Okay. For those of us who are called to teach the word, who are called into the fivefold, whether you're a pastor, apostle, evangelist, teacher, or prophet, we're in an era now, especially in America, where it is frowned upon heavily for us to teach the word of God, because it pulls people out of sin and out of darkness, and it goes completely against the world systems. And so now the church has become demonized by the world because it goes against the grain, okay? And so if you are persecuted for proclaiming the gospel, you need to push through, okay? Because nevertheless, the lions in government, corporate, or otherwise won't be able to destroy you, okay? The Lord will provide, protect, and promote you. He said that every hand that comes against you will find themselves coming against God. So this is an encouragement for those of you who are out here doing the will and the work of the Lord. He said, every hand that comes against you will find themselves coming against me. He has your backing. He has our backing. He has our backing. And he said the precedent will be reset and the gospel of the fear of the Lord will spread like volcanic oil, purifying the land. You know, a volcano, the when it erupts, the heat is indescribable. The temperature, it destroys everything in it, in its path, so much so that once the lava that, thank you, Holy Spirit, once the lava that comes out of the volcano dries and cools, it creates a new path. And everything that was once there before is now completely gone. You have to rebuild new around it. Okay, if everybody, if you've ever been to Hawaii, a lot of the their roads and separation of towns, okay, and townships and things of that nature, neighborhoods and all of that, are separated from the lava that has dried. You cannot remove it once it's dried. Once it's there, it's there. You can't remove it when it's hot, and you won't be able to remove it once it's been cooled and dried. It is there permanently. And so the Lord said, the precedent will be reset and the gospel of the fear of the Lord, fear as in reverence, honor, respect, obedience, when you will reconsider doing and saying certain things because you fear, reverence, honor, respect, and obey the Lord and what he's done in your life way too much. And so the gospel of the fear of the Lord will spread like a volcanic oil purifying the land. Volcanic oil purifying the land. That's what fire does. It purifies. And the anointing, the oil, is what removes burdens and destroys yokes. So no matter where you are in your process, if you're getting attacked on social media, if you're getting attacked at your job, those of you who work in the educational system and you are standing on the word of God and wanting to teach children the right things, the right way, you don't want to teach about gender confusion. You don't want to tell boys they're girls and girls they're boys. You don't want to lie to the parents. You don't want to lie to the children. You don't want to teach 3 and 5 year olds about sex and all of these things that the world is now trying to indoctrinate them in. You want to stand on what is right on the word of God and keep those who are pure as long as possible. You want to do what is right and you're being persecuted for it. Maybe you've lost your job as a result of it, or maybe you lost a contract as a result of it. You see all of these companies now jumping on the bandwagon and literally profiting off of the mental illness of a lot of these people that are doing this. It's like they're sick, they need help. But these companies don't care. They're popular. So now they're trying to profit off of them literally. And so for those of us who are standing in the gap for what is right, what is kingdom, understand when we receive that persecution and that pushback, maybe you got somebody put an ugly comment on your social media or whatever the case may be. Okay. The Lord says the precedent will be reset. He is resetting the precedents, and the gospel of the fear of the Lord will spread like volcanic oil, purifying the land. And when that happens, just like I just said, when that lava cools, it is hardened and it can never be removed or broken or reconfigured in any way, shape, form, or fashion. And that's what the Lord is getting ready to do right now. And so I just pray that the Holy Spirit rests on that word and that it resonates with your heart. And I just speak a word of it. Encouragement. I speak encouragement to you to continue on to do what is right. Right is still right, even if everybody is doing wrong and saying that it is wrong. Okay, so Father God, we thank you so much, Lord, for your word. We thank you for the opportunity to honor you, to recognize you, to serve you, to obey you, Father. You are great and greatly to be praised, Lord. There is none like you, Father. I plead the blood of Jesus over all of your servants, Lord God, all of your sons and your daughters, those who are out there doing what is right, who are proclaiming the gospel of truth, who have taught your love and your law as well, who are not teaching from a balance that is false, but one that is just and upright, that you honor and respect, Lord God. We thank you for the opportunity to serve you, Father. We thank you for your correction, Lord. We honor you. We reverence you, Lord. You are so great and so mighty. There is none greater than you, none stronger than you, none more powerful than you. You are the government of all governments, Father, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords. Father God, you have all power, all dominion, all strength, Lord God. And we just thank you for it right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over all of your sons and your daughters, all of our children, Lord God. We come against the spirit of confusion and division, Father. We come against the spirit of dishonor and disrespect, Lord God. And we just decree and declare that they are filled by the Spirit, Lord, and that they seek you and they seek your face, Father God, that their bedrooms become their altars, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your wisdom and for guidance, Lord, to how to navigate these times, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You are so merciful and so mighty, yet so powerful and so strong, Lord God. We thank you for it, Father. Lord, we come against the assignments and the attacks of the enemy. We come against the spirit of Ashtoreth, Baal, and Molech, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We cancel it by fire. We send an atomic bomb to the camp of the enemy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the spirit realm, we cancel all principalities and powers and rulers and darkness in high places, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We trample on the head and the neck of Leviathan in the name of Jesus. We sever the mouth and the influence of Jezebel in our children and in our courts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we pray for your hedge of protection over us, Lord God. Send your giant warring angels to surround and protect us, Father. As your war club and weapons of war, I break down, burn up, and blow up all walls of protection around our witches, wizards, warlocks, satanists, and the like. And I break the power of every curse, hex, vex, spell, psychic prayer, psychic chain, all witchcraft, sorcery, magic, necromancy, and the like in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We reject and renounce any covenants known and unknown with the demonic world, Lord. And we just decree and declare that you are righteous, that you are holy, you are our God, and we serve you and you alone, Father. And we declare that our children will do the same. And we declare, Lord God, that we are blessed when we come, blessed when we go, that we receive favor with you as well as with man, Father, that you will order our steps, Lord God, that your prophetic word comes to pass and you give us wisdom along the way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for joining. Please share this message. And I'll see you on the next Midwife Moment. Happy Sunday.